The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday the 13th. It's a little spooky.
I know.
Friday the 13th. And we got my two wonderful friends, Kathy Barton and Dave Perro, with us. Came all the way from Boonville, Missouri. And this is really hard for Dave to get up this early in the morning
and
make it here. All right. Before we go any further, we don't want to run out of time. You're going to be appearing tomorrow. In Marshall.
That's right.
They're doing the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Marshall over at Marshall, Saturday and Sunday. But we're going to play some music Saturday afternoon, do some Civil War stuff. And then there's a dance in the evening.
Are you
as
playing
well.
At the dance?
We're going to play for the dance as well.
Oh, okay.
That's really fun.
So you come to Marshall tomorrow. You can see Kathy and Dave. But the event is both Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And it's really neat to see the reenactment itself of the battle. That's always an interesting part of it, too.
Yeah. So, now, you two aren't reenacting anything.
No, we're just playing the music.
Okay.
But we'll be in period dress.
You have to have a lot of horses.
Oh, okay.
It'll be interesting. You have to have a lot of horses for that battle because it's part of Joe Shelby's big raid in 1863. Before that, he had come the day before, 150 years ago today, I think it was in October. No, actually, the actual event happened in October.
Okay, so we're just a little bit ahead.
We're just a little bit
But
ahead.
We're going to celebrate it at 150 years anyway.
Maybe we'll go for a whole month.
All right, you're going to do a song for us right now. Does this have anything to do with the
Absolutely
celebration?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. It's
but
an
it's
old song.
Fun.
It's a great song from a great songwriter named Cy Conn.
Uh-huh.
And this is a song he did fairly, 30 years ago. Lots of people have sung it. And Kathy and I have only started to sing it recently. It's called My Wild Rose of the Mountain.
Okay, so we have it. Kathy Barton and Dave Perra, My Wild Rose of the Mountain.
That's right.
It's yours.
If I had my life to live, I'd surely live it over. Only walk in brand new shoes and just lay down in clover. Only work on Christmas Day, all the rest go sporting. Spend my days down by the lake and every night go courting.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain. Sugar from the sugar cane, the wild rose of the mountain.
If I had a pickup truck, I'd fill it all up with water. Paint a big catfish on the side and make believe I caught her. Drive her slowly down the road, try to keep from bumping. Park it on down beside the creek and watch those fish come jumping.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, wild rose of the mountain.
When I think of home sweet home, it makes my eyes go misty. Papa singing gospel songs and Mama sipping whiskey. Whiskey from a white oak barrel sure does make good liquor. Makes the night seem twice as bright and the days go by much quicker.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, the wild rose of the mountain.
Thank you. And if I had a new made quilt, I'd fill it all up with feathers. Take my sweetie by the hand and we'd lay down together. All those days of my youth, thoughts just keep returning. Sends the winter's chill away just like a log fire burning.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, wild rose of the mountain. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, wild rose of the mountain.
That's nice.
Kathy Martin and Dave Farah. Thanks, Paul.
Hey, you got an audience over here. You know,
that's right.
Hank Waters was on last week, and he heard you were coming down here today, and he came down to watch you.
We're honored.
Wow.
All right.
That's great.
If you want to see Kathy Martin and Dave Farah tomorrow in Marshall,
that's right.
And if you want the music, how can they get your music, Dave?
Well, they can call us on the phone there in Boonville, 660-882-7821. They can go up on our website, www.bartonpara.com, bartonpara.com.
Okay. Or you can pick them up. Your music's at the Boone County Historical Society,
Boone County
right?
Historical Society, also in Boonville at the legendary Family Shoe Store.
Yeah, okay. Or you can get it online.
You can get some legendary shoes.
All right, the beautiful, beautiful music with Kathy and Dave.
Thank you. Good people.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Hey, well, it's kind of the mutual admiration society.
Yeah.
we've been making music and talking for a long time over the years.
Since the very first shows, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Go back almost 35 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you want to have Kathy and Dave come perform to you, for you, give them a call or check it out on their website. We're out of time, but can you go ahead and play music out while I give our credits for today?
That'd be fun.
All right. Sure. Let's see. This is Friday the 13th. Hope it goes well for you.
Thanks,
Monday, we've got the Salvation Army and the Columbia Art League on. I want to remind you, our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer. And Rachel is going to be moving to England for a whole semester. So good luck to you, Rachel. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Monday. That's another 14, 15 seconds of Kathy and Dave.